Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
When you ask people why they do business with a business, they're going to say service and quality to you. You have to get deeper than that. How do you mean service? What do you mean by service? What did they do? Quality, who are you comparing them to when you say quality? And take down the names of the competitors that you have to ring. Like, the service and quality, you're going to get, they're the shallow answers, they're the answers that everybody gets. You have to go deeper, go deeper, go deeper.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com, and I'm proud to present to you part 3 interview with David Flannery. David Flannery is up to his eyeballs with clients, currently working with 17 clients. And you're going to hear in this interview, he's in the middle of working with his clients on developing and creating the USPs. He's actually on the write-up stage of the USPs, and you're going to hear what it's been like working with this many clients. You're going to hear some of the challenges he's faced. You're going to hear why he had to let 2 of his clients go, how he was able to identify clients that just weren't going to be worth working with. It was going to take too much time. You're going to hear how he handled them by giving them their money back. You're going to also hear how he set up an incredible joint venture relationships to generate 16 additional clients who are all on his waiting list, ready to pay him his consulting fees for when he's ready. He's totally booked up and is not willing to take on any new clients. I hope you've been following and listened to part 1 and part 2. And as we continue to follow the progress of David Flannery working towards becoming the world's number one HMA consultant. I hope you find this valuable. Let's get going. Tell me, what is going on? What has it been like the last 2 weeks? You had originally 17 clients. You had told me that if you were to do it all over again, you probably wouldn't have taken on so many clients because of the workload. What's it like? Is it just overwhelming, or was it overwhelming?
It is overwhelming. Not insofar as, obviously, backbreaking work. It's just that it's time-consuming. Like, it's very hard being on the phone for 5 hours a day just talking to customers. And because your mental energy drains and you kind of get a little bit annoyed when they kind of start fumbling and fobbing off and whatever else, I definitely wouldn't take on 17 again. I probably would leave it at maybe 12.
All right, now you had mentioned that you had to let a couple clients go. Tell me the situation with that.
What happened was during the interviews, I came across a couple of what you would call anti-USP service problems or just issues that they've had that they want to call back on, or faulty products or just bad service. So I kind of was faced with the problem of, well, okay, I'm not going to fix these operational problems because I just don't have time. Now, how do I create a situation where I let these people go but create value for them at the same time, and at the same time make sure they come back to me when they get their operational problems sorted out? So basically what I came up with was I rang them up and asked for a meeting.
Can you give me, like, a specific situation? Which client?
I can, yeah. Back to the bowling alley, where people had rang up and made arrangements for, let's say, a family night out, and they'd arrive and the lane to be gone or be sold, or they wouldn't be there. Or that happened a couple of times.
And how did you learn about that? In what process of doing the USP?
The customer survey.
Oh, so you were talking to the customers.
That's where I got all the anti-USPs from. Another one was like bowling shoes that they didn't have the size in, and just kind of a rough element hanging around during what should have been family time and things like that. It was a very tough situation for me because I didn't want to lose a client in taking a long-term view, do you know what I mean? So basically what I did was I rang him up and I said, I need to have a meeting with you. He said, is it serious? And I said, well, yeah, it is a little bit. So I had the meeting. I told him, listen, I'm going to give you a check back, and I wrote a check out from him, give him back his fee. But what I want to do is let me continue on with the customer surveys, and I'll give you a list of the customers that are I rang and what their problems were, and I'll do out a report for you, and you'll know where the customers are coming from. You can call them back and you can take the operational problems then from there on. So basically what I did with that was I gave them back a fee and I offered them a service that gave them value, obviously for nothing. So I kind of made sure that I gave them value, even though I was kind of letting them go and making sure that when he does fix the operational problems, that he can come back to me to start to grow the business again.
Do you think that's what he wanted you for, to identify these problems and fix them, but you're realizing that you're not going to be able to fix those problems, or was it too much to fix those problems?
I probably could have, but you'd have to be training people and you'd have to work in the place for a couple of weeks, and I don't have the time to do that, you know.
All right, what was the situation with the other client?
It was a hairdresser, and again it was appointments, and it was just a lack of service. And I know that's very shallow, very kind of shallow. Everybody says service and you kind of go deeper, but it was things like not getting a cup of coffee or not greeting the people when they came in, and just a very low standard of service. The customers observed. I sat down with the lady that owned it and she just wouldn't take it in. I did the same thing as the bowling alley. I gave her a check back and just said, listen, I'll do the rest of the customer service for you. I'll give the names of the customers that I contacted and what the problems were, and you could take the operational problems from that. She kind of hummed and hawed and took the check back. She said, we'll not keep going on. I said, listen, there's no point. I'll just be taking money off you for nothing and I'll be doing the service to you. You won't get value from me, because until you fix those, you're not going to be able to do anything else. So she kind of hummed and hawed and eventually kind of said, well, okay, I'll look at them and I'll come back to you. But I mean, to be honest with you, if she ever came back to me, I'd have to kind of look at her again. I don't think I qualified her very well. That was the first real mistake I've made since I started, you know what I mean?
Sorry, so you're down to 15 rather than 17?
No, I took two off the waiting list.
How far into the USP are you with the majority of them?
Oh, I'm doing write-ups.
Has it been difficult to come up with the USPs, or have they been obvious?
They've been pretty obvious. A barber. I had a chat with him and three members of staff, and I did the staff talk and all that. During the customer survey, I didn't know on the second or third call, I said, well, why did you do business with them? What brought you there? And he said, well, they're world champions. And I said, what?
He said, they're what?
They're world champions.
World champions.
Yeah, apparently these guys went to Germany and are world champions.
That's cutting hair?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And they don't have any of their trophies or anything in the shop. So I ran the back and I said, guys, listen to me. I've rang two or three customers and they tell me you're world champions. They say, yeah, we're world champions for the last 2 years in a row. Obviously, I continued on with the customer surveys and all that and the competitor surveys, but I mean, like the USP I came up with then was world-class haircuts by world champions guaranteed.
Well, that's great. What kind of competition do they have? For the fastest haircuts or something?
To be honest, I don't know. I think it's kind of on style, speed, creativity, and things like that. They do female hair dressing and things like that as well.
They do female and male?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like world-class haircuts by world champions guaranteed.
Any unexpected challenges?
Yes, it's easy ringing a business because they're expecting business calls. It's a lot harder when they're ringing somebody, let's say, 6 or 7 o'clock at night with the person they're after work. It took me a while to not sound like a survey, if you know what I mean. You know, one of these kind of telemarketers for phones that ring you up at 8 o'clock when you're watching TV. You don't want to sound like that, so I kind of got into a situation where I got it down to about 3 minutes and kind of got the gist of what the essence was.
How did you position yourself when you were calling? Like, what would you say? You'd ring up and they'd say hello, and what would you say?
I'd say, hi, my name's David Flannery. I'm from David Flannery Consulting. I've been approached by whoever it might be, and just giving me your name as one of their loyal customers. I'm just wondering, could you take like 2 or 3 minutes and just answer maybe 2 or 3 questions for me and just do a customer survey? And that would normally get them, yeah, that's fine, no problem. As long as you qualified yourself who you were and that you got your name from the business.
Okay.
I found if I didn't qualify that I got their name from the business, they weren't very forthcoming with any answers, you know. So once I qualified myself with them and it was apparent that I was out to help that business, they kind of loosened up, yeah. But that took me a while to get down.
So did you get some good feedback?
Yeah, like I said, once I qualified myself and that I wasn't trying to sell them something, that I wasn't a telemarketer. Yeah, they kind of loosened up and I got it down to about 3 minutes on the phone, 4 minutes, and just took longhand notes. I advise anyone who's doing that as a HMA consultant to, first of all, qualify yourself and make sure that they know you're not trying to sell them something, that they're actually just out looking for information to help a business that they use anyway.
How beneficial was the competitive analysis?
Competitive analysis, I didn't find that I needed it this time round. That's not to say that I won't need it in the future. I would not leave the step out because you'll never know when you do need it. Like I said, I didn't need it this round. But like I said, I wouldn't leave it out because you'll never know when you do need it. It wasn't very beneficial for me this time round because I'd really gotten the gist of what the customers were using the business for. And to be honest with you, the businesses that I've taken on, yes, while there are competitors around, a lot of them are kind of commodities. So you're going to have competition like that. And like I said, even though I did competitive analysis, it didn't really help me. I've kind of gotten the gist of what I want to say for most of them, you know what I mean?
How much time did you give yourself to come up with the USP?
I'm just still in the middle of the write-up.
So what did you tell them, 4 weeks?
Yeah, 4 weeks.
4 weeks, so you're going to do the write-ups, and how do you plan on presenting it? Are you going to meet them personally?
Meet them personally over lunch. Just do a report, one copy for me and one for them, one for my files. And I think for most of them I have two or three, and let them pick whichever one they want to use and leave a report with them and then move on to project two. And if they have any problems with project one within the next couple of weeks after I do it, come back to me and we'll talk about it.
Did you come up with any type of situation where you had a business that, like you said, it was just a commodity type business where it was difficult to come up with a USP that really set them apart from their competitors?
The only one that I thought I might have a problem with was the hairdresser until I found out they were world champions. After that, not really. And one thing I would say to HMA consultants that are doing this, when you ask people why they do business with a business, they're going to say service and quality to you. You have to get deeper than that. How do you mean service? What do you mean by service? What do they do? Quality, who are you comparing them to when you say quality? And take down the names of the competitors that you have to ring. Like, the service and quality, you're always going to get, they're the shallow answers, they're the answers that everybody gets. You have to go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. But you have to do it in such a way that you don't feel like you're forcing them, and you have to do it under 5 minutes. Like, I'm sure it's worse in America, but over here, the people, even though they're going to be nice, they're not going to give you more than 5 minutes on the phone after a day's work. But apart from that, I can't think of anything else. I mean, just follow the system. That's all I'm doing is following the system, and everything that I've done so far has been in the manuals. Like, I haven't done anything outside the manuals.
For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com. Here's an email you sent to me. Michael, good to hear from you. I'm going to be giving a 3-hour presentation at the Chamber of Commerce networking dinner. 350 business owners sitting at 7 p.m. my time. Did you do that presentation?
Yes, I did.
This is one of your type joint ventures in way of promoting yourself?
Correct, yeah.
You're on the speakers list. When was that? What night was that? Last
Monday.
Week? Okay, it was Monday. So you had 350 people there?
I did indeed.
And how much time did you have?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. So what did you present for them and how did you prepare it?
I went through the PowerPoint presentation and either deleted a couple of slides that I thought weren't applicable or added some of my own.
Was this the long version one, the one that Richard and I did?
The long version, yeah.
So you took the slides and recreated it for yourself?
Correct. Like the American spelling and stuff like that. Kind of changed American spelling to English version spelling and added some explanations of my own and things like that. Just kind of personalized it. Arrived, we had dinner, then I was introduced. Well, I wrote my own introduction, but I got introduced with that introduction.
Okay, so you wrote your introduction for the guy introducing you.
Correct.
And you gave it to him, and he did it word for word.
Excellent. I would never let somebody introduce me that I didn't know because I'd make a hames of it. Gave the presentation, and afterwards then we had wine and cheese and stuff like that, and just handed out my cards. I think I went through about 200 business cards.
Did you do interaction with the audience or mainly just lecture?
Speaking, but anytime somebody put up their hand, I kind of stopped and said, yeah, no problem. I gave them about 20 minutes for questions and answers at the end. And to be honest, everybody was really interested. I mean, the stuff there that they didn't understand. One thing I would say to people that are given a presentation, what you have to understand is a lot of the stuff that you're going to be saying to people, they either won't think applies to them or they don't understand it. And the one I find that they don't understand a lot is joint ventures. You have to go really deep into joint ventures and pull out the essence and make it as simple as possible for these people. Because they either won't understand it or they won't think it applies to them, which is wrong on both counts. But yeah, it went really well.
It was a straight presentation that you couldn't really sell at the end of it or close.
Oh, no.
Just straight content.
Just straight content, yeah.
And then you handed out all your cards.
Did a kind of walk around into different groups or got introduced to different groups and just chatting away and talking about the presentation.
Did you get good feedback from people?
Excellent feedback, excellent. The only problem is I have now is that I have 16 people on my waiting list. So that's my client list full for the year because I'm only doing 8.
Now on the waiting list, have these clients paid you anything?
No, not yet.
Okay, they're just on the waiting list and you call them back and say...
Exactly.
You told me you're booked up. You can't really take anyone until 2008.
I'm booked up until 2008. I've suspended my joint ventures until 2008.
Tell me your philosophy on joint ventures and how did you use a joint venture to get clients for your HMA marketing consulting practice?
My philosophy on joint ventures is risk reversal. You have to show that they are assuming absolutely no risk and everything they get is upfront. What you have to understand is when you approach business, the person you're approaching probably won't have a clue of what you're talking about. Like joint ventures is high octane business and a lot of people don't understand it. So So what you have to do is reverse the risk, take it all upon yourself, and look like you're taking the risk upon yourself. I'll just go through exactly what I did to set up my joint ventures. The first thing I wanted to do was find out what companies have the same client base that I'm looking for. So basically what I did is I went to my local Golden Pages, I think the Seattle Pages in the US, and I just looked in the Golden Pages and just went down websites, accountants, solicitors, and just looked and took the numbers out and rang them. Now, the one thing is, I've got joint ventures with websites, solicitors and accountants, and I've got two website designers, four accountants and two solicitors. What you have to understand is, to get those, I went to 12 website designers, I went to 14 accountants, and I went to 10 solicitors.
When you say you went to them, tell me specifically, how did you go to them, what did you do?
What I did was, I got their name and address, and I sent a JV proposal letter, setting out the terms of what I was intending to do. I gave them a call about 2 days later, and asked for a meeting. Went into the meeting and explained again what I want to do with them. Now, the thing about it is, again, what you have to understand is, these people didn't understand what was going on. As you know, I'm big on educating the client, I'm big on educating everybody, and everybody that comes in contact with me. So it's the first time I've done this, so it's probably just the way I articulated myself. And again, I kind of count myself lucky that I got two web designers, four accountants, and two solicitors out of that. My point is, don't expect everybody you go to understand what you're talking about and get on board.
So what was your proposition?
My proposition was, they send an endorsement letter that was written by me to their client base, introducing my services to their clients. If any one of their clients became my client, they got 10% of the first project fee, which is €350. And that's it. My JV partners have complete control of their list. I don't have their names, I don't have their addresses until they come to me for an op analysis.
Who pays for the mailing?
I pay for everything. I pay for the stamps, I pay for the printing, I pay for the postage.
Do you get the printing and everything done?
Everything done.
Okay. So they keep control over their names, but you get everything else ready?
Correct. I write the letter, they have editorial control over it, so they see it before it's posted. They post the letters out, and then their clients contact them, my JV partner. My JV partner contacts me to set up a meeting, so I do an op analysis with the client, and if the client becomes a client of mine there and then, I get that person to ring my JV partner to confirm that they're a client. So my JV partner knows then what he's owed in money. So he has complete control. If the person doesn't ring my JV partner has the option of ringing that person anytime he wants to find out exactly what happened. It's all about trust. There's no risk involved in my JV partner. There's no cost involved. So it's all profit for him. He gets €350 for just introducing me to somebody.
Were the letters that you wrote right out of the manual?
Yeah, just kind of personalized.
Give me some examples. How many did they send out?
The website designer sent out 150. The accountant sent out 95. And the solicitors, I think, sent out 54 or 55.
So it wasn't that many.
Not many at all. I'd actually forgotten I'd set up the JV.
Who did the calls come into?
The calls came to my JV partner. I don't control the calls. What happens is, let's take an example. I said the website designer mailed out his mailing list. I was client-based. And a client of that website designer wanted to avail of my services or get a free op analysis. He called the website designer, and the website designer called me. There's no direct connection between me and the client until after I do the op analysis. The reason I do that is because it lets the website designer know how many of his clients are coming to me. And the reason I get the clients after the op analysis to ring the JV partner, the website designer, is so he can keep a count of how many of his clients become mine, because that's how he gets paid. So again, it's trust. Like, he can't come back and say, well, look, you had 10 of my clients come over to you, when he's keeping control of it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, was the website designer pleasantly surprised that so many of his clients called him about consulting? Was he surprised how effective the joint venture went?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he got $3,500 for nothing.
Okay, so when they called, they were responding to the offer from the HMA stuff that you would do a free opportunity analysis.
Correct.
So you scheduled it, and you met with them, and you closed them.
Exactly. And then right after the close, they got on the phone to my JV partner, let's say the website designer, thanking them, and just to say that we had a good offer analysis and that he'd become my client.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. So now, for the HMA consultants, I want you to do a comparative of the positioning compared to your joint venture opportunity analysis compared to one that was done cold, like from your previous ones that you just met people. Was it a stronger, easier close?
Easier close. I mean, the trust barrier was broken because of the referral. The fact that the person who had told them, let's say the website designer, the fact that they were already a trusted client of the website designer, and it was the website designer who was endorsing me, I didn't have to break the trust barrier. It was already broken because of my alliance with somebody that I'd already done business with and obviously had good relations with.
So doing it all over again, wouldn't you have rather gotten all your clients this way?
Definitely.
So what would you tell a new consultant who's ready to go get names from the mailing list and call cold?
No.
That's the hardest way you could ever do it.
What you want to do is get into your chamber of commerce, get on the speaking list, because once you're on the speaker's list and you speak in front of, you have a perceived tone of authority that gets over the trust barrier. Once these people have you in a situation where you're up on the stage, it gives you a tone of authority, and that kind of overcomes the trust barrier. And also then, joint ventures, strategic alliances, they're the way to go. The only thing about it is you have to explain it, you have to educate the client about it, or your JV partner about it, or your prospective JV partner, you have to educate them, because a lot of them won't understand what you're talking about. You have to put it in simple language, and put it in terms that they can understand, and also risk reversal, and make sure that they are in complete control of their client list. If they don't have complete control of their client list, they won't do it for you. If they don't feel like they're in control, forget about it. Put it this way, I don't get a referral from a JV partner unless it comes through him. One of their clients will never ring me cold, ever.
How many people did you get to endorse you?
4 website designers, 2 accountants, and 2 solicitors.
Okay, so all those joint ventures done, or are there calls still coming in?
There's calls still coming in, but I can't take any more on.
So how many did those joint ventures, how many new clients, separate from the initial 17 that you got over the holidays?
16 that I have on the waiting list, but still more calls coming, but I've had to suspend them, so I've probably had about 22 calls.
So I'm sure you're thinking, with all these clients on the waiting list, you're now trying to streamline and get through the system working with your clients as fast as possible, because
yes,
there's money waiting. What are some solutions that you're learning and that you found to really streamline this process, to use your time the most efficiently, because literally time is money for you now?
Planning. Just sit down at the end of the day and plan the next day and stick to the plan. And don't be thinking about doing something you're not supposed to be doing. Just keep your head down and keep going. Like I said, next year I won't be taking half as many on. I don't think I'll go over 10 or 12 because it is a lot of work.
All right, so we've talked about this before. When demand goes up, price goes up. Have you considered increasing the price?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in 2008, price is going to go up, plus there's going to be a contingency factor, probably 15% of the increased profit, maybe even 20%, plus the fees. But that's definitely going to happen, because at the moment I'm just swamped.
So right now, how's everything going with your clients? Everyone's still on board? No buyer's remorse?
No. Well, apart from the two I had to jettison, but that was my call. But I mean, no. So far, so good anyway.
Are you learning a lot about these businesses?
Oh my God, yeah. I can see where J. Abraham says, like, getting inside other people's heads and getting inside other people's business and see how they're run and applying it. I can see, like, over 30 years that he was doing it, I can see where he goes off in tangents. I can see why he does that. Like, you learn so much just from listening to people and other people's customers. I found it very hard to take in the first time I was listening to one of his seminars, and I kind of thought, oh my God, how do you take all that in? You just learn so much. You just become a sponge.
How much longer will it be until you're caught up with most of the USPs and then you're planning on the integration process?
Another 3 days, I'm going to be into Project 2 on most of them, and then the actual 2 I took on from the waiting list, I'm just on Step 2 of Project 1 with them.
How are you organizing all your clients? Do you have a notebook or a system? Can you explain your organization?
I have a huge wall chart.
A wall chart?
Yeah.
Is this at a paper or a whiteboard?
More on the paper chart. And I just have their names and when I'm meeting them and when they're expecting phone calls from me. And if I ever lost that chart, I think I'd just die, because my life is on that for the next year.
Now, what about your notes? You have a folder for each client?
A folder for each client and a file for each client. And every contact I make, every recommendation I make goes into the files. I'm very meticulous at that, but you have to be, especially when you're taking on this many people. Like I said, I wouldn't recommend anybody do this. I won't be doing it again next year.
And you're a single guy. You're not married with kids, and so you've got full time.
And I'm full time. Somebody who's married with kids, there's no way they could do what I'm trying to do. I'll get through it because of the fact that, I'm single. Like I said, I won't be doing this next year. It was very ambitious of me to do what I did.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
But it's all a learning experience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'll be better for it. If I can handle 17 this time, I'll just breeze through 10 or 12. But the thing about it is, I'll put my prices up so I won't lose any value. I'll probably add a couple of percentage points on while I'm doing it on the end.
Very good. Do you see some potential contingency deals? Have you uncovered some real good potential opportunities down the road that you could offer contingency deals in trade for project work?
I haven't even thought like that, to be honest with you. I'm just so swamped getting through what I have to get through here. I'm not actually thinking like that at the moment. I can see where you're coming from. It's just that my mindset isn't there at the moment. I'm just focused on providing a good and noble service to my clients at the moment. I'm trying not to be self-serving, you know. But yes, definitely. Like, I'm sure there is, and I'm sure the flying is passing over my head, and I'm just not noticing it, you know.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's some information on my HMA marketing consulting system. I'm going to read through the sales letter. This way you can just listen to what it's all about. Let's get started. Here's how to use Richard's simple, risk-free home study system to become a high-paid marketing consultant in 45 days or less without any prior marketing, business, or consulting experience. Dear friend, in this letter, you'll learn a simple, painless, and inexpensive way to become a high-paid marketing consultant in the next 45 days, complete with paying clients and a steady flow of income that comes in year after year. It doesn't matter what your current skills are now, and it doesn't matter if you have any connections or business experience. In fact, all you really need are a few simple systems my friend Richard has developed over the years to become a high-paid and in-demand marketing consultant. And the best part is you do not have to shell out tens of thousands of dollars for the secrets, and you can even use them for yourself almost free if you choose. I'll explain the details of this offer in a second, but first, let me tell you what's in Richard's HMA system and how you can be up and running, earning money soon after getting it. To begin with, if you do your homework, you'll find that there are several competing marketing consulting business opportunities in the marketplace. I'll be the first one to advise you to look into all of them before you invest into any of them, including my HMA system. I've interviewed countless people who have paid enormous fees to attend trainings. I've received firsthand feedback on Y2 Marketing, Action International, Quantum, Topline, Peterson Consulting, and other marketing opportunities, and many of them are actually pretty good. But what separates our HMA system from the other ones I've seen is that with Richard's system, you don't need any previous marketing experience, any business connections, or even a lot of money. In fact, Richard will be the first person to tell you if he can do it, you can do it. How can he be so sure? Because when Richard started, he was broke himself and had very poor selling, speaking, marketing, and presentation skills. And even today, he's just as shy and introverted as the next guy. In fact, the only difference between you and Richard is because of a simple system he invented after attending a J. Abraham marketing consulting seminar over 15 years ago. You see, Richard discovered that while J. Abraham really is a marketing genius, his system, like most other marketing consulting programs today, was not geared toward ordinary people who don't have a lot of money or natural marketing talents. J. Abraham in the early 90s had credibility, contacts, and millions of dollars. The training Jay taught his consultants was from his own millionaire perspective. But Richard was nearly broke, so broke he had to borrow money from his dad to attend Jay's training. He had no credibility and few contacts. And when Richard went out in the field to test Jay's teaching, he failed. Richard did not quit. After years of experience in organizing the marketing concepts into a workable system, Richard began to experience success. Richard had discovered his own unique system to make money as a marketing consultant that is easy to follow and simple to learn. Richard had created a system that will work whether you're a millionaire like J. Abraham or broke like Richard, struggling to make the rent. It's taken Richard 15 years to perfect and tens of thousands of dollars working out the bugs and getting his system so you can approach virtually any kind of business to offer your consulting services. And since sharing his system to the public, Richard has trained marketing consultants in the U.S., the U.K., Nigeria, Luxembourg, Australia, Greece, Ireland, Canada, and even Holland, some who were totally new to marketing when they started. Here's why. With Richard's system, all you do is use the tools he's created for you the exact way he says to use them. And within the first few weeks, you can have a marketing consulting business with paying customers and large fees dwarfing anything you could make at your regular job. And best of all, you can do it all without pressure, without strain, and without the unbearable personal rejection most marketing consultants endure when getting started. For example, most people getting into the consulting business believe making cold calls to get clients is the worst and most difficult way to get clients. This method is usually reserved for the consultant who has no contacts whatsoever. While other consulting trainings tell you to make prospecting calls yourself, Richard's system trains you to pay others to do your prospecting for you. Take, for instance, the telephone prospecting script in the system. All you do is take the proven phone script, hand them to a part-time telemarketer with a copy of the Yellow Pages, and tell him or her to call businesses and read the script word for word. This simple method for getting new clients works time and time again. You do none of the calling and you still generate clients. This way, you could be sleeping in, playing golf, or even taking a vacation and have an endless stream of fresh, quality appointments coming in each and every day without you lifting a finger. Plus, in addition to these proven phone scripts, you'll get an audio training called How to Get Appointments, which takes your people step-by-step through the whole process on how to use the scripts. That means if you don't want to pay a lot of money for a professional telemarketer, just hire a student or a stay-at-home mom and give her the How to Get Appointments training, and she'll be just as good, if not better, than anyone else at getting you appointments. Of course, the phone is only one way to get clients. Your HMA system also has already tested direct mail letters for selling your consulting services, such as an approach letter and a follow-up letter, a proven collection of postcards designed to generate leads, and even a sample brochure and professional audio presentations. And with the simple tools he'll create, you'll be hitting your prospects from every conceivable angle, giving yourself the maximum chance of capturing those high-quality paying clients within days of starting your consulting business. And if you're really ambitious, then you can use Richard's system to create what's called the podium effect. What's the podium effect? The podium effect is this phenomenon where people will automatically respect, trust, and believe people who talk at seminars or small workshops. And since Richard also includes pre-written seminars and workshop flyers, you can fill a room, give your presentation, and watch as dozens of people scramble to hire you the second you step from behind the podium. Not sure how good you'll be at putting on presentations? No problem, because Richard has already created a powerful presentation seminar outline for you, complete with a PowerPoint presentation and all the training you'll need to be up and running fast. This is the same presentation Richard currently uses to capture clients today. More on this later. You won't have to try and figure anything out or struggle or structure your presentation. Just plug in Richard's pre-made seminar presentation, follow the word-for-word transcript, and you'll be delivering a powerful, proven presentation that gets clients fast. Easy as 1, 2, 3. And here's something else to think about. With Richard's system, you won't have to worry about not having a reputation or a track record of helping business owners with their marketing. If you've never done consulting before, I know what you may be thinking now. You're asking yourself, why should these business owners believe anything I say? You're afraid that they will ask you for proof that you can get results. You'll think they'll want referrals before they work with you. You're thinking that you have no credibility. This is only an illusion in your imagination. It's fear, not based on reality. I'm here to tell you this will not happen to you, and here's why. You must understand that your clients are not interested in you. They are only interested and the results you can bring them. Being a fully certified marketing consultant means you'll be able to draw on the successful track record of the HMA system. It's actually pretty simple. Richard has discovered a proven way for you to use his testimonials, his stories, and his success for your business. And by following Richard's simple instructions, you'll be able to borrow Richard's credibility for yourself. Plus, you'll also learn a secret way Richard has invented to create your own credibility within the first 30 seconds of meeting a potential prospect without needing any testimonials. Testimonials, success stories, or past successes. This is one of Richard's trade secrets, and it works like gangbusters for everyone who uses it. But here's the thing. Getting an appointment or filling a room with prospects is only step one. You can get all the appointments in the world, but if you can't close the sale, then it's all for nothing. Richard knows this more than anyone. After spending hundreds of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of trial and error, he has created a truly foolproof system that lets almost anyone turn at least 25% of your appointments into paying clients. And what makes this possible is Richard's proprietary opportunity analysis worksheet. With this simple document Richard has created, you can walk into any business, command immediate respect and attention, and literally become a marketing miracle man to the owner of that business. business. The reason why is because the opportunity analysis worksheet lets you literally make over the business owner's marketing and show them exactly how you will create real cash profits right before their eyes. And if this business owner you are talking with has any desire to grow his business at all, then he'll have no choice but to be impressed by you and want to work with you. In fact, the opportunity analysis worksheet makes converting appointments into paying clients so simple you can even do it over the phone. Richard also shows you how to command large fees and even get paid on a portion of the sales you make for your clients for years in the future. It's called a contingency fee agreement. This should only be used with a client after they have hired you and paid you to do project work. Other expensive consulting opportunities teach you that contingency is the only and best way to sell consulting services, and it works like this. If you help your client make an extra $100,000 a year, not uncommon for Richard's students, and you make 15% contingency agreement with that client, you will pocket an extra $15,000 on top of your regular fees per year. If you do this for just 5 of your clients, you will make an extra $75,000 a year. If you do this for just 10 of your clients, you will make an extra $150,000 a year, and so on. Again, this is in addition to your regular fees. You can typically charge a client anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per project, and most clients will need at least 4 projects. And it's so easy once you understand Richard's system, because Richard really has done 90% of the work for you already. For example, his system includes endorsed letter samples. All you do is find businesses that sell similar but non-competing products and services as the business you are helping and strike a simple deal with them where they send your offer to their customer list for a portion of the profits. This way, you and your client make a bundle off the initial sales and even bigger windfall from additional sales later. All from leads that didn't cost your clients a penny to generate. Client reactivating letter samples. This is the easiest way to make fast cash for you and your client because almost nobody goes after his or her inactive clients and customers. And all you do is take one of your pre-written letters and mail it to your client's inactive customers. Watch your clients shake their head in disbelief as inactive customers that they thought would never buy again come back to life, spending their money with your clients again and again and again. And remember, if you set up simple contingency deals with these clients, as Richard explains in his system, you'll get paid on all that action too. You'll get letter templates for things like special promotions, unique sales, and other events. Each letter is proven to work, and it's almost guaranteed money in your bank account every time you use one of them. These are just a few of the reasons why Richard's students report such fast and easy profits. To hear real stories from existing HMA marketing consultants in their own words, go to hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips.h as in Harry, .htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclips. The A is capital. Capital A and then audio clips with a capital H after clips .htm. You'll learn how they're able to get clients that pay cash quickly. This is why I have no problem saying nothing could be simpler than using Richard's system to make money quickly and easily as a marketing consultant. And realize this, every time you make one of your clients money using Richard's paint-by-numbers, pre-created tools, you'll become your city's marketing business guru, and you'll have the instant reputation as the go-to guy. As I said before, I've seen all other marketing consulting programs out there, and I have not yet seen anything that even comes close to Richard's system. But you certainly don't have to take my word for it, because you will see you can try everything almost free if you want and see it for yourself. But first, here's a quick breakdown of all the exclusive marketing training you'll be getting in your HMA system. HMA resource number 1. This is the actual HMA system. You'll get all 10 HMA operational manuals showing you each step of the way how to capture clients and make them real profits. This collection represents the system. Each binder walks you through all steps of the system. You'll reference these materials as you take your clients through the steps of the HMA system. Richard spent years creating and refining these modules. Each comes in their own 3-ring binder. You'll use these manuals as you follow along in resources 2 and 3. HMA resource number 2, the 1995 HMA live seminar training. You'll own 25 hours of cutting-edge HMA marketing training in a downloadable audio format. Richard's first live marketing consulting seminar was conducted in early 1995. Your 1995 training features Richard at the top of his game, teaching a room packed with students his system for becoming a successful marketing consultant. Each student paid $5,000 to attend. You'll be able to download, hear, and learn everything you need about capturing clients and creating marketing systems for them. It's like having Richard right there with you, showing you exactly what to do each step of the way. HMA resource number 3, the 2005 HMA live seminar training. You'll get Richard's most recent live training on DVD. This is the same training Richard did from 1995, but updated 10 years later. You'll see Richard in action in full color and live in front of a room full of students eager to learn Richard's secrets of his HMA consulting system. Each DVD is professionally produced. The picture quality and sound is perfect. You can play your DVDs in your home, computer, or portable DVD players. You can even take it on the road with you. I've also arranged to have your audio from each of your DVDs converted to downloadable MP3 audio files. You'll not only be able to watch this newest training in video, but you'll have full access to download each audio as an MP3 file. You can also burn CDs to play in your home or car CD player. Any way you choose, you'll sit from the comfort of your home, car, or office and have Richard transform your mind into a human hidden marketing assets detector. After learning Richard's system, you'll be trained to sniff out found money in virtually any business lucky enough to retain your services. Richard's students pay thousands of dollars to learn what you'll get in these DVD trainings alone. HMA resource number 5, the HMA Group Training Video DVDs. This is Richard's most recent training, conducting live group training for 15 business owners wanting to learn how to grow their business. The group training concept is another way for you to make money. Richard discovered that many of the businesses he talks to want his consulting services but could not afford his one-on-one fees. As a result, Richard started working with manufacturing associations and started doing group trainings with 10 to 20 business owners at a time. Each group training would last for 2 hours, twice a month for 3 months. You can charge anywhere from $500 to $3,000 per business owner. If you were to do group training for 10 businesses, and let's say you charged only $1,000 each, you would make $10,000 for only 12 hours of work. That's $830 an hour. I have never seen any easier way to make money than this. Imagine using one of your pre-written letters from your HMA system and sending it out as an email to a list of your local chamber members at no cost to you. Then, imagine prospects attending your free seminar on how to grow a business without advertising. Then, imagine taking your guests through the pre-designed HMA PowerPoint presentation crafted to sell group trainings and one-on-one consulting services. Remember the podium effect? Then, imagine having 10 people fighting their way to you with checkbooks in hand, ready to pay you anywhere from $500 to $3,000 each. If you're the consultant who likes action in an exciting group atmosphere and who likes to make a lot of money fast, this presentation is for you. Your set of group training DVDs will show you exactly how to execute this training. You'll have access to pre-designed workbooks to provide each one of your paying clients, and you may even have these workbooks private labeled with your consulting name on the cover. But there is a minimum order of 10 sets. HMA resource number 5. You'll get lifetime access to exclusive online training and support in your HMA University, including online audio, email, telephone backup, and more. You'll hear intensive interviews with marketing consultants making anywhere from $500 to $2 million a year doing marketing consulting. You'll learn their secret ways of making money and how they run their consulting businesses for maximum profit and minimum work. These interviews and trainings are updated regularly and published in your HMA University, which means you'll have all the support and feedback you need to make your consulting business fly right from the start. HMA resource number 6, you'll get my famous Joint Venture Magic course, including audio training, joint venture sales letters, and sample contract and agreements. This course sells for $595 on my site, but you'll get it for free as part of your HMA system. And trust me, if you do nothing else but harness the enormous power of joint ventures as explained in this course, you'll never worry about money again. Plus, this joint venture course also includes a collection of contracts and letters of agreements for use in your consulting practice. You'll have agreements for contingency marketing, copywriting, intellectual property rights, marketing consulting retainer fees, non-disclosure forms, creating new profit centers, referral fees, and many more. Without a doubt, you would have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a collection of agreements like these. But this entire collection is yours when you become an HMA consultant. HMA resource number 7, you get a gift certificate for $1,000 off my audio creation service. This will pay for itself 100 times over in your first year alone. Here's why. If your client can talk into a phone, I can create him an information product that can sell for anywhere between $497 and $3,900. I've done it myself. I've sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of information products using this very system. And with your help, he can then sell the product to use it to generate leads for his business. And of course, if you set up a contingency agreement, you will get paid on those sales too. You'll also get a certificate worth $500 off my audio infomercial service. There's nothing better than a hard-hitting audio recording that features the benefits of your product and service, and there's no better delivery than the internet. Plus, you can also use this service for your own business. When you have your own unique audio infomercial, you'll literally ooze with the kind of ironclad credibility money can't buy, and even your most skeptical prospects will want to hire you right on the spot. And perhaps the best part about your certificate is that it can be sold or transferred to your clients. There is no expiration date as long as you remain an active HMA consultant. HMA resource number 8, free publicity and press training from the Publicity Doctor. This is huge, especially when you set up contingency or commission deals, because every time you use free publicity, money will come back to you in buckets without your clients having to do anything but answer the phone and answer a few questions. You'll learn the secret of getting millions of dollars in free publicity for your business and your clients' businesses in newspaper, magazine, television, and radio. HMA resource number 9, you'll also get the reprint and resale rights to 23 professionally written business reports, including Insider Business Strategies, 5 Ways to Increase Your Bottom Line Profits Without Spending an Extra Dime on Advertising, Quick Fix Marketing, One-Shot Turnaround Strategies for 50 different companies. This gives you 50 marketing plans for 50 different businesses. Chances are your client will fall under one of these categories, and you can use these reports to make your job easier than ever before. The Headline Bank, 100 top money-making headlines. How to up your profits in a down economy, 114 tips and techniques and tactics to kickstart your cash flow. Yellow Page Success Secrets, how to attract more new business with a riveting ad that captures immediate attention. How to use brochures to grow your business, and more, 23 in all. The great thing about having all these reports is not only this great business information, but that you can also resell these reports. You're going to have all the rights you need to put your own company name on them and resell them to your clients to make revenue. This is a residual income opportunity built into the HMA consulting training. You'll own these reports in Microsoft Word and PDF files so that you can reproduce these for your clients to sell to them directly. HMA resource number 10, the marketing, reprint, and duplication rights to a collection of my 117 hours of audio content in written transcripts from hardtofindseminars.com. You'll own the use rights, not the resale rights, to over 117 hours of downloadable audio interviews, marketing lessons, and transcripts by Bob Bly, Mark Joyner, Gary Halbert, J. Conrad Levinson, Tom Hopkins, Brian Keith Voiles, Carl Galletti, Ted Nicholas, Joe Vitale, the PR Doc, Art Hamill, Millionaire Mr. X, Taylor Trump, Herschel Gordon Lewis, and many other marketing experts. You'll instantly have a mountain of new products you can use to get more customers, clients, subscribers, and strategic business contacts. Use as free bonuses to sell consulting projects and services. Offer as special incentives to help your clients sell more of their existing products. Package and bundle together to make one-of-a-kind products to give them away free to build goodwill. Educate and excite your clients. Your options of what you can do with this content is endless. This content has been a labor of love that has taken me 10 years to build. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours to put this material together, and yet I'm making it available to you as an HMA consultant at no cost whatsoever. HMA resource number 11, a lifetime membership to hardtofindads.com. You'll get over 700 typed word-for-word transcripts from the world's largest digital swipe file of editorial-style ads by the highest-paid and most successful copywriters in the world, like Eugene Schwartz, Claude Hopkins, Gary Halbert, Brian Keith Voiles, John Carlton, and Ben Suarez. This is like having a team of the world's top copywriters on your desk telling you exactly what to write to make a winning promotion. These ads have pulled in hundreds of millions of dollars in sales and are proven templates that will work for you and your clients. In many cases, you can take what's already been done and adapt it to what you're selling. Products with just half the profit-producing ads sell for over $5,000, but they're all yours free as part of this Super HMA consulting package. HMA resource number 12, 24/7 remote control consulting service selling tool. Selling consulting people who don't want consulting can zap your motivation stone dead and eat hours of valuable time. You should only be selling your services to qualified prospects, and so you get a valuable time-saving tool to pre-sell our HMA system for you. It's a PowerPoint presentation outlining all the steps in the HMA system. This presentation will let you send a link to any prospect in the world with internet access and have them learn about what you can do for their business as an HMA consultant. In other words, it takes you out of the selling position until they have gone through the presentation. If your prospect doesn't do this, they aren't uniquely qualified as a legitimate prospect and are not worthy of your valuable time and expertise. You'll get this presentation customized with your photo, your company logo, your website, and your email address branded throughout. This one tool has saved me hundreds of hours by letting me pre-sell and educate prospects about the HMA system without my direct involvement. You'd pay thousands of dollars to produce a selling tool on your own like this, but it's yours to use and brand the second you become an HMA consultant. Resource number 13, you'll own 100% usage rights to all your marketing tools, sales letters, postcards, presentations, ads, press releases, client-generating reports, client testimonials, manuals, my million-dollar consultants list of service providers, and more. Everything you need. Well, what about support? As an HMA marketing consultant, you'll be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By that I mean, when you have a question, you get Michael Sinoff, not some customer service rep that doesn't speak English. You'll get me working directly with you. You'll get me returning your calls minutes after you leave, a message, and that includes weekends. You'll get me returning your emails in hours, not days. You'll even get marketing assets I've accumulated over the years, like my knowledge on direct mail, marketing, advertising, and copywriting. In other words, I am always here for you. No question is a stupid question except the question you don't ask. And I'm personally going to do whatever I can to help you. If you need something, just ask and I'll do whatever I have to do to get any answer you're looking for, whether it's asking Richard or going to my network of millionaire marketing and business experts. If I don't have an answer for you, I will find someone who does. And finally, as I said at the beginning of this letter, you get to try everything out, use all the tools, and learn all the secrets without having to risk a single penny of your own money. Here's why. If you follow the system step by step exactly the way Richard teaches and you don't capture your first client in 45 days or less, I'll refund 100% of your purchase price with no questions asked, no hard feelings, and no trying to talk you out of it. All of which means you can test drive this system without risking a penny. And I mean that. I want you to hold my feet to the fire for 45 days. Use the system, play with it, compare it to other systems, and see for yourself exactly what you have in your hands. And if you aren't making money with this system in your first 45 days, then return it.
How much does it cost? Well, I've done the math, and the tools, resources, and personal help is easily $22,000 worth of material, probably even a lot more. In other popular marketing systems, I've seen with only a tiny fraction of the features in the HMA system cost $30,000 plus ongoing fees and even royalties on the money you make. In fact, that is the standard practice. They take a cut of the money you make with their system. But with Richard's HMA system, you won't be paying any royalty fees, nor will you be paying $30,000 or $20,000 or even $10,000. No, you can claim your complete HMA marketing system with the tools, manuals, videos, audios, lifetime access to ongoing HMA university training, and all the high-powered marketing resources I've listed and more for just six payments of $995 plus shipping and handling, or one payment of $5,970 plus shipping and handling. The six-payment plan is my way of letting anyone get started. This is not a layaway plan where you only get your system until after all the payments have been made. No, you'll get all 13 resources described in this letter, starting with your first payment of $995 plus shipping. Shipping in the U.S. is only $43. Shipping international is between $90 and $200 depending on your location. And again, there are no additional fees to pay after all your payments are made. This investment is chump change compared to the tens of thousands of dollars you can save and make with our HMA system over the course of your life, even in the first month if you choose. This tax-deductible investment is small compared to what you're getting, especially when compared to what other marketing consulting courses with a lot less value and with all their fees and royalty. However, there are two small catches to this. First of all, do you remember earlier in this letter when I said I was giving you my audio creation infomercial at a huge discount? Well, if you become an HMA consultant, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who will want and need that service. And I'm hoping you will send some of those people my way to get these audio services done when the time is right. If you become an HMA consultant in the next 30 days from the date of this letter, I'll happily pay you a fat 20% finder's fee for any audio work you refer over. Yet another way you can make money with the system without so much as lifting a finger. But this is another of the main reasons why I'm giving you all this value at this ridiculously low price. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't offering this deal as much for me as I am for you. And secondly, even though you're free to use your HMA system anywhere without restrictions, I have severe limits on the number of systems Richard will let me sell within each geographical area. Richard wants to make sure as an HMA consultant you have the maximum opportunity to profit without competitors. So being accepted as an HMA consultant is not guaranteed, and the only way to be sure of claiming your system is to act now. All you have to do is call me personally at 858-274-7851, and together we'll determine if becoming an HMA consultant is right for you. If we're both in agreement, I'll send you a payment agreement by email in the form of a PDF document. You'll complete it and fax it back to me at 858-274-2579. I'll then process your payment and send you the membership details for the HMA Online University, and I'll rush your HMA system to you by U.S. mail or Federal Express. You can start listening to your online audio lessons immediately while waiting for the rest of your HMA system to arrive. And that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 858-274-7851. Yours sincerely, Michael Sinoff. P.S. Please keep in mind that while it really is easy and simple to make money with Richard's system, it is not for everyone. I say this because if you and I talk and I find that you're not a fit for this system and I say no, please don't take it personally. There are some people who just shouldn't be marketing consultants, especially with Richard's system. But the one way to find out is to give me a call at 858-274-7851. If you get my voicemail, please leave your name, your area code and phone number, say that you're calling about the HMA system, and I'll call you back at once. Please do not email. I get so much spam that your email may never make it to me. If you're still not sure if my HMA system is right for you, go and hear real stories from other HMA marketing consultants in their own words how they were able to get their first clients. All you have to do is go to hardtofindseminars.com /AUDIOCLIPS, /H.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/audioclipsh. The A is capital and the H is capital. Thanks for listening.